for the Rockefeller tree or a nice place to bring your kids. They came to be told to fuck off by a real New Yorker. Native New Yorkers have always had the abrupt, honest tone we need when talking about race. It's better than today's lethally fake one. I'm sorry you feel that way. That's very interesting. I never thought about it like that. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that terminology. A strained smile of acceptance and a golf clap. So all the nuances go unexplored. There are degrees of racism. Yes, unlike a little bit pregnant, you can be a little bit racist. There's a difference between a white supremacist and a little old white lady who slightly clutches her purse when a black guy gets in the elevator with her. Between a white guy who doesn't hire black people and a white guy who flinches the tiniest bit when he sees a photo of his teenage daughter with her new friend at a Kendrick Lamar concert. This is not an ethnic joke book. Drunk Irish, black guys with big dicks, bad Asian drivers. I don't want to deal with them because to do so would be to beat a dead horse, and I don't want to offend animal rights activists. Different cultures are different. If you go to Queens, you can see restaurant signs with pictures of exotic fish with human faces, flamingos fighting over a burrito on Roosevelt Avenue, roasted guinea pigs hang on a clothesline in Elmhurst, a mongoose spitting from a fire escape. That's what I want to talk about. These days, the supposedly enlightened response to most questions is, who's to say? My answer, everyone's to say.